two, one. Welcome to the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn, live from Hot Shots in Bridgeton. It's TMA Live, presented by Bud Select, the official beer of TMA. Special appearance by Jay Randolph Jr. Broadcasting through the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:05 in St. Louis. You are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, live from the Bridgeton Hot Shots. Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Sullivan, Vaughn, and Doug, look over on your left. It's Jennings Randolph Jr.
Well, hello, my mic's not, is my mic on?
You're on.
Nurse.
Hello, London.
Nurse.
Oh, well, hello, Jay.
Nurse.
How are you?
I can't hardly hear.
Am I on?
I had him turn.
There's all kinds. I can't hear in my head, but nurse.
The intro was so loud.
I can hear everybody.
I suffered eardrum
nurse.
Damage on the intro. And now I can't hear myself. Thanks.
Nurse, okay. Mike, come up here and help with the audio, would you? Mike Lee is here this evening, and he is going to come up here.
It's better. Whatever you just did is better.
I don't have anything in my headphones, but it doesn't matter because I don't believe we'll be taking calls. I'd love to take some calls.
Yeah.
Mike's coming up here, and he's going to... Now I hear it.
Hello,
I hear it.
Mike. Hey, give it up for Mike Lee.
Mike Lee, everybody.
Hello, Mike.
They love him here in Bridgeton.
Hey,
he
Mike.
Very,
how are you?
In Bridgeton.
Hi, Mike.
Is there a microphone, nurse?
Well, you can have this one.
Hello.
Hello again, everybody.
Hi.
There's a lot of people here.
There are great Americans.
Some black chuck milk.
Well, Doug.
Yes. Sir. Well, you don't waste any time, do you, guy?
Look at that.
Okay. It's just a young
nice ass.
Okay. Yes. Put him down.
Okay.
Put him down.
Big night for Mike.
Put him down.
We're going to have to.
Doug, you see there's
a
5-year-old and a 7-year-old right in the front row tonight.
Oh, that's.
And he's a Ledoux teacher.
Yep. Horton Watkins, Jennings.
I'm proud.
I wouldn't identify. Don't identify him any more than that.
87.
He may not be a teacher tomorrow.
Doug, I told you the audience is getting younger. Isn't that a delight way to, a lovely little racial joke, and then a compliment to the backside of the waitress.
Way to, they thought they were going to Toys R Us. They wanted an odd shot.
Yep.
Can we talk to him? Why would, sir? Why would
Where's the plowhawk with his mic? Here he is. Ladies and gentlemen, look, it's the plowhawk with a dart.
Oh, hello, plows.
Try and keep it away from the kids.
Boy, gets
it.
Now, I met you earlier, sir, and you seem like a great American. You have two wonderful boys with you.
His code name is Brian.
Why front and center with the two youths with this show the way it is?
Body as it is.
I'm proud.
They love Doug. They
is that right?
The 5-year-old and the 7-year-old, would they like to join
say?
Us on the program?
Don't freed Dotem.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God.
Ow.
He will not be freed this evening.
You Doug, I thought.
That's better.
I thought you said the younger people wanted Dotem freed, and there's a case of a 5-year-old who wants Dotem not freed.
Well, he's a right-thinking kind of guy, I guess. You've raised your boys well.
There's a youth movement behind Doug Vaughn.
Mm-hmm. Who knew?
You gotta teach him discipline, Doug.
Are you doing that
so
to your
boy? So come on over, nibble my ear, please.
Okay,
oh, my God!
Wow.
What about the kids?
He just hit on you in front of his 5-year-old and 7-year-old. How do you explain that to your kids?
They look, the pizza's there.
Yeah, they're fine now, Jennings.
I just heard another sentence that's never been uttered in the English language before. He just hit on you in front of your 5- and 7-year-old kids. Congratulations, sir.
I just like it, man. It's hot that our audience wants to sleep with us. Look, everybody, the Plowhawk making his way around the audience. Jennings, you are here tonight. Is there... Iggy's here, right? Iggy is... He likes to lurk in the back. Do you love Iggy or do you hate it? Do you love Iggy?
I love Iggy.
They love Iggy here in Bridgeton. He's very popular in Bridgeton.
All right, Iggy, where is he?
I don't know if he's hiding around the corner.
Iggy, bring me a beer, will you?
We have to be able to see
bring
him.
Bring me a Budweiser.
I don't know if there is there FFF, Jennings?
There's been talk of it. I didn't.
Doug, have you heard?
Doug, was there any talk at the station this afternoon?
I heard nothing on the
I don't know. We may throw it out. We may see just because... I'm always
ready. The people
ready.
Want it. We have Jason Aldean tickets.
We do.
We do.
Okay.
And you would think that would be attractive to the... God, you would. How many women would you say are here? Doug, at least...
Seven. There are seven. But you know what, Jennings?
Yes.
Where there's a will,
there's a way.
A way.
Yep. Yeah. We'll see. I'm just here to have a good time.
Well, this program will air on Friday morning, and Jennings, at that point, you and I will only be about 6.5 hours away from the Duel in the Sun... Part 2. Doug has been anticipating this for weeks now, and now that it's finally here, how do you feel?
How do you feel, Doug?
Oh, hell, I could care less if you guys ever play golf.
Jennings, what's the buzz out at the Rock?
It was nice to get a little shower this evening, soften up the greens so you can have pinpoint accuracy tomorrow. Sure. The number one thing that's going to happen from 1:30 when the peg goes in the ground is fun. We're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow. People can come out and watch and enjoy. I have continued to add strokes. That I'm going to give you.
Doug, I'm up to seven now.
Seven strokes I'm going to give him. Now that's,
I don't even know what the seventh handicap hole is. Do you know what it is?
I don't either. I'm not sure.
Doug, what's the seventh handicap
at Normandy?
I believe it's 12.
Is it 12?
Yes.
12's about 115-yard par 3, so that wouldn't...
Sounds rough.
I don't think you get a shot there.
Sounds difficult.
But we're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow. I look forward to Jeff Cox and John Wright joining us.
Jeff Cox replacing Big Al.
Big Al with whatever story Big Al told, and that's another story, but at least he's not here tonight.
No.
Which is nice.
Sure.
And there's applause for that. There's applause for Big Al.
Jay, this is a big match. Tim? This is a big match.
Yeah.
I think...
Number four is the seven handicap.
Oh, my.
Doug, number four.
I didn't know you were.
Well, the par five dog leg left.
Yes.
Interesting.
So you'll be getting a stroke there.
I birdied that yesterday.
Well, I'd have to make three to tie you.
It's going to be big.
Jay, here's the thing, and you've been in a lot of big matches.
Yes.
Just play your game and don't try to do too much.
Stay within yourself.
It's good advice.
I feel good about that, Kat.
Doug, Iggy will be on Jennings' bag. PGA Pro Dan on my bag.
All right.
Who do you think's the better caddy?
Oh, I would guess Iggy's been around. He's done it at the professional level.
Yes, he has, with Michelle McGann.
Michelle McGann.
The Mad Hatter, Jennings.
Yes.
Well, I'd put my money with Iggy. I think PGA Pro Dan's probably going to want to play by the rules.
A lot of people feel like if Big Al was going to be there, it could throw both of us off our game. But without Big Al there, I think it'll be an even match.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It's this afternoon, by definition, when you hear this broadcast, 1:30 p.m. at The Rock. And I think the thing that makes the event most special is the fact that the Plowhawk will be playing the role of both Jim Nance and Nick Faldo.
Which he can do.
Yeah, I think he can do that by Facebook Living this. Plowhawk, is your phone charged and ready to go?
I have an iPhone 3.
Wow. Doug, they're getting ready to release the iPhone 8, just to put it in context.
I'm blessed. I broke my iPhone 7 a month back. They tried to screw me and say I was $200 fix, so I'm boycotting that. So I have my iPhone 3. It'll be ready.
Okay.
And Cucky, I think, might skip his dental appointment, so he may actually make the full 18.
He's going to have to take care of the snaggle tooth.
For those people that are not on the fan pin, the work of Cucky as a filmographer is really second to none.
Doug, the cinematography.
He's like Scorsese. He's unbelievable.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Shouldn't Doug Vaughn use that little promo bit that he put together?
He should.
And you put that in a sportscast and kill 45 seconds?
Tonight at 10.
Not going to use it.
Not going to.
Doug feels he's better than this event.
What's going on in the world of sports tonight?
There's not
nothing.
Much. Hopefully some trades between now and 10 o'clock.
I hear you.
Talk about.
There is some baseball news, actually.
Yep.
The Cubs went out and acquired Jose Quintana, Doug, in exchange for a bunch of prospects, including like a top 5 or 10 prospect?
Top 5.
They got
top 5. Yeah, I mean,
one top 5.
That strikes me as aggressive. Now, he's pitched very well over his last 7 starts. But what that tells you, and the reason I'm actually bringing up a sports topic, what that tells you is what it would cost for the Cardinals, but on the other hand, what it could get the Cardinals, which, of course, is where I come down on the discussion. I was surprised to see how much they had to give up to get him. That's my overall point.
We signed for another couple of years, so that made him a little bit more attractive. But
then a guy who's available after October, like Lance Lynn.
And they did get the Cubs' number one hitting prospect, an outfielder named Eloy Jimenez.
Who?
And their number one pitching prospect in Dylan Cease. So the White Sox have done pretty well with some of the players they've unloaded here in the last 2 years. They got a boatload for Adam Eaton, too.
They have a bunch of talent, the White Sox do. And then the Brewers made a trade today for a left-handed reliever. And Colby Rasmus, friend of the show, decided to step away from the game for the time being.
Who does that?
How old is he?
What do you think he is now?
Like 32, 33?
Yeah. I'd make a play on 31.
I was going to say 29.
Doug, I'd make a play on 31. All right, I'll go Wikipedia.
I go with Tim.
I think he probably... I'll say 32.
Where's the gong? You missed the gong.
Well, no, I mean, I go with Tim on all numbers and years.
Yeah.
And all right.
Unfortunately, he will not be 31 for 22 days.
Thanks. 30.
Younger. I thought he was,
Now, so 30 is the number.
Who just steps away if you're making $15 million?
Well, he's made $40 million in his career.
You know,
how much do you think he's got left out of that $40 million?
God, you'd have to think 25,000, 30,000?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet he's got less than that. He was on this very program once, wasn't he? As
a friend of the show. Fellow,
yeah. Came to a live event.
We helped him with his walk-up music.
That's right, Joshua.
That's right.
Boy for it.
He never made contact as long as that music was being played.
Two strikeouts.
Never made contact.
On the heels of a red-hot streak, thanks to...
And we destroyed his career and sent him to Toronto. It's the Designer Heating and Cooling, 7 o'clock hour. I'm getting a phone call right now.
Go ahead and take it.
I can't take it. Designer Heating and Cooling has over 75 HVAC technicians, so they always provide fast and friendly service. DesignAirService.com. DesignAir is the number one train dealer in the West. It's hard to stop a train. So here's what we have going on. We have Jennings here. If there are any ladies who want Jason Aldean tickets and you would like to participate in hashtag FFF, Jennings, you are willing to do it, right?
Well, sure. Absolutely. It's always been about the listener, and it still is.
Yeah. Right. I feel like, are you going to alter your strategy with a 5- and 7-year-old, about 10 feet away from you?
No.
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 You do what you brought you to the dance, do it?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Doug, also, TMA trivia. Have they been on? Three listener contestants determine if the celebrities listed have appeared on the presentation or not. Prize is a pair of Bud Bash Cardinal tickets.
Those are nice.
They are, because it's Ozzy Smith bobblehead night.
Ooh.
The DB Sports Bar exit poll with questions prepared by the great Misty Plops. Who is Misty Plops in attendance?
I hope.
No, these were submitted from afar. He can't be seen in public.
Yeah, I understand.
Do we know why that is?
Nope. We don't want to talk about it.
Celebrity. Right.
Okay.
Then we also have Name That Tune, classic TV show themes, and the Plowboy Movie Savant segment, in addition to Burley Cutlery Cuts of the Week, Iggy's Drops of the Week, presented by The Post, and the live Hot Shots email today. I believe Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man has been crafting an email.
He's begging for votes.
Yeah.
He's walking around. Doug, give me your vote. Give me your... Well, you know what maybe he should do is marry that 18-year fiance.
Wow.
I mean, my goodness.
She's a beard.
You think so?
I don't know what it is. She always seems happy when she's walking away. I don't know. I don't know.
Ladies, I can tell there's... God, Doug, how many women are here tonight?
You would have seven, Tim, I counted.
Three.
Seven.
Three.
Is there any... Iggy,
there's a couple that could go either way.
For Foot Four. Fetish Friday, five. Buck Swope, I feel like if anybody would know, it would be you. Buck Swope is wearing the houndstooth.
We have a past participant in the house.
Who do we have?
Scott's ball sack's wife.
Scott's wrinkled ball sack's wife. She's been making a play on my wife over the last month or so.
Can you blame her?
Oh, there she is.
Yeah, she's to die for.
She's to die for. I like that,
Doug.
Absolutely.
And she's sitting next to the wrinkled sack himself?
Yep.
I can't see above the
computer. Well, that night, maybe it was because I had a couple of Budweisers, but I didn't realize how beautiful a lady she is.
Really?
She's striking. When did it hit you? On the fan page? The next day?
You had your hands on her feet. You couldn't tell then?
I mean, I was feeling good like a fat guy should. And I looked up and on the fan page, and I'm like, damn, she's good looking.
Well, yeah.
Hats off, my girl.
Hats off, my girl.
That's right.
Do we have any ladies who want Jason Aldean tickets? I mean, maybe one person, you do it, and you win. Just like that. Yeah. I mean, what a deal.
We didn't promote it, so.
Well, we were hesitant.
Wait, there's one. There's a guy
There's a rumbling in the bushes.
Yeah. She's drinking.
There's a rumbling in the bushes.
She's drinking.
She definitely looks interested, Tim.
No.
Plowhawk, why don't you go back there and see what the word is?
I think you need to put your magic
there
on.
There goes the Plowhawk.
Hey, make sure and tell her I'll be gentle, will you? I'll be gentle.
That's important, I think, to convey.
Iggy, bring me a Budweiser, will you?
Boy, this is the kind of catty relationship that knocked Bones off Mickelson's bag.
Sent Bones right to NBC Sports.
Go ahead, Plowboy. What's going on?
Timmy, I'm going to give you some context here. We got the guy who won the Bunny Ranch competition back here.
Oh, this is the
white. Oh. And this is his wife, correct? Am I correct on that?
Okay. Wife, Craig.
Take the mic and try to lure her in.
Is this the one that was talked about on the fan page?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a cuck situation, what it seems like.
Oh, no.
Plowboy thinks everything is a cuck situation. Go ahead.
So are you going to be getting your feet fondled by Jay Randolph Jr.?
Not today.
Not today.
That's a maybe, Tim.
Yeah, I take it the same way.
She's okay with her husband going to a whorehouse. She's not okay by taking her shoe off.
That is an interesting standard. Yeah. Plowboy, can you follow up on that?
Your thoughts?
Good. Plowsy, ask her why he could go to the bunny ranch and why she won't bare her feet.
Great question.
Your thoughts?
He's on fire today.
I think she pleaded the fifth on that one. She seems a little bit embarrassed, Tim.
I see Larry Nicholas leaning in on Scott's wrinkled ballsack's wife very aggressively. I didn't even know Larry was here. Hello, Larry.
I'll get over from here, Plowboy.
Well said, Larry.
Okay. All right.
Well, I got a person who won recently from Jay's first fight on TV Live.
For the life of me, I can't tell. Is he speaking Dothraki?
He's a little too close.
Well, we got
That's better.
The wife of a certain texter here.
Yeah. Right.
Who, by the way,
I text too.
Well, I know, but I want to introduce you as the wife of a certain texter. I was just wondering if you want to be a back-to-back winner in a
Has that fight. Ever happened? I know Ken Griffey Jr. won the Home Run Derby 98-99, but has anybody ever won?
We've never had back-to-backs.
Doug, that's unbelievable. Could that happen? Would you cover that?
I wouldn't cover that either, no. Okay.
We need to have a back-to-back winner.
Nice, Larry.
Buck is taking picture of the children.
We'd like to be a back-to-back winner in a Fest Friday for Jason Aldean tickets.
No.
Wow, right? Jennings.
I got two words to say about that, but I can't say it on the radio due to FCC regulations.
Yeah, okay. I'm giving you a ride home. Is that going to be awkward later?
You're giving Scott's wrinkled ball sex wife's giving Larry a ride home? Naughty, naughty.
Is, now, Plowsy,
it's kind of hot.
Plowsy, we could give up, but that's not our MO.
No, it isn't.
There's women on that side.
Yep.
I would like it if you go from
go
person
deep.
To and make it happen.
Go
Plowsy,
deep.
This is your quest, sir.
All right.
There he goes.
I got a present for you.
The microphone has been taken away from Larry. He's now roaming around the room like a shark.
Look at him. Leave no woman unbothered. Looking better and better every day.
There he goes.
He's very scared.
He is on a quest. Uh-oh. Look at that. Liz. That woman had a look.
Lady, what's your name?
Hey, lady.
Doug, wasn't that Jerry Lewis?
Lady.
The husband quickly said no, so we're going to extend.
He didn't like it. Jay didn't like it.
They're just here to eat. They're not here for this nonsense.
See where the plow hawk is now.
Plowsy, you're not comfortable working the room, are you?
I'm pretty sure I'm on the prude side of the what we like to call the beach over here. So
go ahead, venture
no ladies
in.
Seem
go
to
ahead,
be perked up.
Venture into the water. Nothing to hurt you there, son.
Well, all these guys can kick my ass, so I don't know if I want to go up to their wives. I think we're going to put a bow on that one. It doesn't really look like there's any takers.
Where's your want to?
I mean, I almost that guy didn't seem to be. So you sure you don't want your feet fondled?
Yeah, sometimes you got to just go back one more time.
I think she's good.
We're here for the nachos.
Swope is covering every little angle of this.
You couldn't write this.
Well, Jennings, it seems like we're close.
Yep, absolutely. No.
But
he asked one person that he didn't know. He asked one person.
I don't know if you noticed, there's not a lot of... here.
I don't know if you can say that, Sea Monster. You might have to bring up the shears.
But I appreciate it.
Yeah, there's not a lot to ask.
Here come the young tykes. Right when they hear that word, they come running in front of the dais.
Plowsy, I see some women who may not realize that there is this golden opportunity to win tickets and have their feet rubbed by one of the most beloved broadcasters in St. Louis.
Mike's pointing one out.
Uh-oh.
Mike's pointing the one you just talked to.
Yeah, we might want to keep the mic away from him during this particular pointing session, if I'm reading between the lines properly. Well, Jennings, it seems like there's a lot of energy for it.
You guys.
Doug, I can't.
The girls are literally bum-rushing the stage.
Yep, it's really unbelievable. There's Mike.
Mike is back.
Take it easy.
Do not give up. The microphone's not working, Mike, at this point. We have a short. There's a short in the wire.
Well, I'm just going to sit here with Plowboy.
And talk it over?
Yep.
And visualize number...
Tomorrow.
Number five.
My T-shirt.
Doug, the other thing that we have that doesn't require FFF is TMA trivia. Right. And the first one is this. Three listener contestants determine if the celebrities listed have appeared on the presentation or not. The prize is a pair of July 25th Bud Bash Cardinal tickets. So three listeners for Bud Bash Cardinal tickets. Come on up to our dais, and you can participate in TMA Trivia. TMA Trivia. Looks like Brian, the father of the young Tykes, is going to participate.
Well, sure.
Who else would like? This gentleman, Doug, he's wearing a Cardinal shirt. He's coming up, and we have one more spot available. Doug, we have one more.
Here we go.
Here we go.
A guy in a free dotum.
That's usually the favorite. That indicates.
That's a good-looking tee right there.
That is a sharp-looking tee.
We may have found one.
Your name, sir?
Stubby Clap.
Oh, wow.
That lady wants to do Foot Fetish Friday
there. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. We have an FFF?
Yes.
Yes. I will show my feet.
No, not show. He's good. That guy in the end
Don't
is going to be handling
cat.
Him.
Wait, what's going to happen?
Oh, my
You're
God.
You're winning tickets.
You're going to be all right. You'll be fine. You'll
be fine. I don't know.
You know. Trust me.
Are you a Jason Aldean fan?
I am. Well, my nephew is.
And he would love to go to the show.
He would love to, yes.
All right. We're going to have our little trivia competition here. Will you stick around, and then we'll do FFF?
I will.
All right. There we go. Jennings, how huge is this now?
It's big.
Yeah. Hey. Doug, I told you that there was a certain
We're
energy in the room.
We're in Bridgeton. Come on.
Stubby Clap, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir.
And your name, sir?
Mike.
Doug, that's Mike. I know you like to keep score.
All right. Do you email the show at all, Mike, or anything like that? We might know you by a different moniker.
A year ago, Mo Fallon, Mike, I made fun of Charlie for using lots of expressions all the time.
Oh, good.
All right. We love Charlie.
And Brian and his sons are going to be competing. Isn't this wonderful?
Brian and the family.
Yep.
This is nice. This is where the show is going. We're kind of like Paw Patrol on radio.
Brian and Sons.
I see the Disney Channel in the near future.
Yeah, that's where I think we're going. All right, it's time for the competition. We have a pair of Bud Bash Cardinal tickets on the line. Stubby Clap, do you mind if I let Brian and his sons lead off? I just think this is such
a
special
defer to the kids.
Stubby, did you ever take your kids to a radio show? Do you ever go to like the Howard Stern show and do trivia with John Vaughn and...
I had all three of them try to break my neck at times, just as this son is trying to do now.
Brian, you get to lead off.
Yes, sir.
All right. This former governor... You like that, Doug?
No.
It's
not necessary.
This former governor of Minnesota is a legend in the world of pro wrestling and wants marijuana to be legal. Has Jesse Ventura been on TMA?
Yes, sir.
And right out of the gate, Brian has himself a point.
Point for the family.
Well done, Brian.
Mike, you're up next. A former senior advisor to President Obama, this CNN analyst also hosts one of Tim's favorite podcasts. Has David Axelrod been on TMA?
No.
That is correct. Oh, very impressive.
Nicely done, Mike.
Stubby Clap, you're up next. This self-described... You like that?
Just read the darn thing.
This self-described skinny Canadian is the author of five books, including The Tipping Point, and hosts a podcast called Revisionist History. Has Malcolm Gladwell been on TMA?
No.
Stubby Clap is correct. 3 for 3. We've never seen...
Wow, these guys are good.
Good start.
Now as we go to number four. This radio and television personality is perhaps the most infamous house guest of all time. Has Cato Kaelin been on TMA? Brian's in the tank, Doug. I see he's in the tank.
Yes.
Cato Kaelin.
You are correct, Brian,
good
and you
call.
Now have 2 points.
Yes, sir.
The Tykes are excited. Tykes are excited. Mike, action's on you. This AVN and XRCO Hall of Famer was on the cover of a Blink 182 album and was chronicled in the film After Porn Ends 2. Has Janine Lindemolder been on TMA?
No.
That is correct, Doug. They are 5 for 5.
She has sciatica.
That's correct.
Even though you said she was just tweeting, right?
She was just tweeting.
Iggy, the back's okay for the tweet, but not to...
Number 6 is on Stubby Clap. This actor... Or Stubby Applause. Stubby Applause? Stubby Clap.
Stubby
That's
clap.
Stubby Clap. We have Stubby Applause. There's so many Stubbies in the... This actor from TV series Community and Dr. Ken is most famous for his role in The Hangover. Has Ken Jeong been on TMA? Nurse.
Get that fixed.
All right.
No.
Ooh.
No, I'm sorry. I am sorry. And at this point... Stubby Clap, Doug, falls behind, and Brian can take a 2-point lead here.
That's right.
As we go into round 3. Big opportunity for you, Brian. This is a big, big play.
He's locked in, too.
Yeah, I can tell he is.
So are the kids.
The comedic star of 90s films such as Encino Man, Son-in-Law, And Biodome has also created an alter ego called the Weasel when doing stand-up. Has Pauly Shore been on TMA?
Yes.
That is correct, Doug. Oh. Brian is really...
This is awesome!
Okay, knock it off, youngster.
Big for you, Mike, because you see Brian has some momentum here. She was the AVN cutest newcomer in 2015 and was a favorite of Tim's until getting lip injections. Has August Ames been on TMA?
No.
That is correct. I mean, he insta-calls it, Doug.
Yeah,
he
insta-calls it. Don't you have to?
Wouldn't you have to listen to all of every show to know people? But everybody who does.
I knew Bridgeton would bring them out.
I would think the adults are the adult stars are the hardest to figure out because they all sound exactly the same.
Person.
The same
person.
The same story.
Stubby clap you need this year. I mean, this is key.
This is big.
This SNL veteran was actually born in St. Louis and later had a regular role on Showtime's Weeds. Has Kevin Nealon been on TMA?
Yes.
That is correct. Big for Stubby Clap, Doug. He's at
very
two.
Clutch.
So 3-3-2. Right, Doug, we are going through two more rounds.
Just building up.
This actress is known best for her roles in Saved by the Bell and later as an exotic dancer in Showgirls. Has Elizabeth Berkley been on TMA, Brian? He's in the tank.
Yeah, maybe one of the kids knows.
No.
No, I'm sorry. I am sorry.
Friend of the show.
What do you think of your dad now, kids?
Mike, a big opportunity for you.
Huge.
A big opportunity for you. Question number 11, round 4. This comic had a long stint on NBC's News Radio and has also competed on Dancing with the Stars. Has Andy Dick been on TMA? Doug, Andy Dick.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, I'm sorry.
He did share Cabana with producer Joe.
He did. Him and producer Joe hit it off.
In a hotel room later, didn't they?
Yes, that's correct. During my 2008 World Series of Poker run into day 2.
Yep.
Stubby Clap, a chance for you to tie this thing up going into the fifth and final round.
The comeback kid.
This is unbelievable here.
This is how it builds.
I can feel the tension.
Yeah, this actress is known for her roles in American Pie and Sharknado, and she also appeared in The Big Lebowski. Has Tara Reid been on TMA?
Yes.
That's what happens when you cheat, sir. Yeah. That's what happens when you cheat. You went behind our back, and you got a nod. I'm disappointed in everybody, and you were wrong. For cheating.
Oh. Wrong.
You were wrong. And with that, Brian, you can force yourself into, at the very worst, a tiebreaker here in round 5.
That's a lesson for the kids, too.
That
kids,
is a lesson.
If you cheat, you lose.
This show teaches lessons.
Never cheat. Well.
It's just like the baseball bunch.
Just like it.
Tommy Lasorda wore like a head wrap, didn't he?
He did. He looked like some sort of
genie
or something. A genie.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about, Doug. What was that about? Johnny Bench?
I remember that. Johnny Bench was the star of that one. Yeah.
Brian, here you go. An opportunity.
You know who likes Johnny Bench?
Who?
Johnny Bench.
Does he?
Sounds like we would get along well. He's the most infamous, no, excuse me, he's the most famous ring announcer in boxing history. Whoa. And Larry could tell you about his run in WCW. Has Michael Buffer been on TMA?
Yes, sir.
Yes, he has.
Yes, he is.
And at this point now, Brian
got a shot.
Has done nothing but at worst forced sudden death.
Look at the kids.
Mike, you have to get this right, or else Brian has won in front of his kids, which would be really special.
Huge.
Wouldn't
that
be really cool?
It would be fabulous.
Yep.
She used a fake ID and created a scandal in the adult film industry, then later appeared on Melrose Place. Mm. Has Tracy Lords been on TMA?
No.
You are correct. And with that, Stubby Clap, you have been mathematically eliminated. Would you like to say anything to Doug?
Let me think of something real fast.
Well, you don't have to say anything. Just how you doing? Who's big for you? Something like that.
Riddle me this, riddle me that. Doug likes to take it from Jimmy the Cat.
I appreciate that. That was just out of nowhere.
The cat is ringing the bell, suggesting he's a power top.
Nicely done.
Stubby Clap, you just got yourself suspended.
I appreciate it, Stubby.
It's going to feel very good in the morning.
And now we go to sudden death.
Here it is.
Brian, question for you.
Smoke around the kids, Plowsy. Good job. Mm-hmm.
She played Tony Danza's daughter on Who's the Boss and dated baseball players including Brad Penny. Has Alyssa Milano been on TMA?
No.
You are correct. Whoa. And now the action's on Mike, and Mike has to get this one right.
Sure
does. He's poised.
He's known for playing Screech and releasing a sex tape, though he claims to have used a body double. Has Dustin Diamond been on TMA?
Yes.
That is correct.
That was
another round.
That was a big day.
Brian, action on you. This actor from A Few Good Men and The Usual Suspect is friends with Tony La Russa and hosts a podcast. Has Kevin Pollak been on TMA?
Yes.
That is correct. Action back on you, Mike.
He knew that. Yeah.
This stock car racing driver was also a longtime model and spokesperson for GoDaddy. Has Danica Patrick been on TMA? He's in the tank, Doug.
He doesn't know.
Yes.
I am sorry, and with that, Brian, you have done your kids well here tonight
look at
Hot Shots and Bridges. Look at the celebration.
Look at this.
It's a dog pile. It's a dog pile. You guys have won.
Do you know that the first thing that they wanted to do when they got here tonight was get their picture with Iggy?
Oh, is that? I didn't know that.
Yep. I'm dead serious.
Young Tykes, would you like to say anything? You just won two Cardinal tickets, an opportunity for the Young Tykes to say some congratulations. There's the microphone if you want to say anything.
Tell him.
Congratulations on the win.
Excited?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
And then the 5-year-old is Doug, it looks like he wants to
say something.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well done.
Very nice.
Make your dad.
They'll be brokering time before you know it.
No question. Spots available.
Make your dad buy ice cream now, okay?
Congratulations, Brian. That's a nice big red W, Doug. That's
nice
a
going,
nice
Brian.
My man.
Big
way to go.
He's got three of them and only two tickets. Now the fighting begins.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be up. Well, now you just scalp them.
Okay.
Your AC not running up to snuff? Design Air has been serving the St. Louis area for over 100 years, and with over 75 HVAC technicians, they always provide fast and friendly service. DesignAirService.com. Design Air Heating and Cooling, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. Doug, you noticed how smooth my skin was this morning, and I appreciate... I appreciate people observing it. I have a better shave now, a cheaper shave now, and it's because of the great people at Harry's Razor. Save time and money with Harry's. They're able to provide you an amazing quality shave at an affordable price by owning the factory and taking less profits. They pass those savings directly on to you. Great news. Harry's is so confident you will love their blades. They're giving you their set for free. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. And I have partnered with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. Head on over to harrys.com/InsideSTL to get it now. Get started with Harry's today and get their free trial offer for free. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping to get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover. Go to harrys.com/InsideSTL. That's harrys.com/InsideSTL. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. 314 Sports, featuring a 15,000 square foot indoor facility in Brentwood with the state of the art HitTrax baseball simulator. 314Sports.com.
Well, Jay, this is a real pleasant surprise. Buck Swope is already positioned in position A.
Yeah, I'm moving stuff.
It's time for Foot Fetish Friday. Unbelievable.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, where is Plowhawk? Where is your friend? This is going to be so erotic. Is she a barkeep? Jennings, I think she's a barkeep.
Well, I'm so glad Jay Boyd is here.
Yeah, I think Jay Boyd may have saved the day.
Because we had a situation at one of our ones on Dorset that we wanted the gal to play, and the manager wouldn't let her play.
Oh, that's right. And then she later made out with one of our listeners.
With a gal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was fine. That's interesting.
It was great.
It was great. And that was legit. She was like, Doug, it's the Design Air 7 o'clock hour. Design Air Heating and Cooling has over 75 HVAC technicians, so they always provide fast and friendly service. DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Design Air, the sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour here. Welcome to the program. Your name is?
Courtney.
Courtney, welcome. You are a bartender here at Hot Shots in Bridgeton.
I am.
Are you familiar with this show? I would imagine you listen often.
Not too often, actually.
Doug, what do you take that to mean?
I wouldn't listen either, if I was you. No.
Plowhawk is going to hold the microphone.
I have a question. Doing the right thing. She moved away because of the reverb.
You've never listened to the show, have you?
You know about reverb.
I haven't.
You've never one time.
I've heard of it.
You have not.
What do you like, that Guy Phillips? Do you like that Guy Phillips?
I don't really listen to the radio.
What do you listen to? You podcast like the Dickens? You like that NPR?
I listen to more like, don't know, alternative.
What's the best concert you ever been to?
Great question, Jennings.
Best concert you ever been to? Mm-hmm.
Probably Medicine for the People.
Doug, do you like Medicine for the People?
Oh, I've not heard of that. I'm sorry. Medicine for
the People. You should look them up.
Okay, don't tell me what to do, sister.
What television show do you watch on a regular basis?
Great
right
question.
Now?
Shameless.
A lot of people tell me to watch Shameless. I hear it's the bee's knees.
It is. Yeah. It's good.
What else do you like? Give me a couple more just to give me an idea where you're coming from.
Game of Thrones.
Are you excited about the season premiere this?
3 days.
Three days. You're counting
you're
down.
Ready.
Let me ask you this, and this is really important to me because we debate it on the show all the time. If you had to experience lesbianism with Khaleesi or Cersei, who would you engage in tribbing with?
Great question.
Khaleesi. Thank you, Jay. Khaleesi, you insta-called it.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just get the feeling Cersei might be fun
mother
for the whole family.
Yeah,
Mother of Dragons, Doug.
And for the young folks in the audience, trivia means reading the Chicago Tribune
That's
together.
Correct. That's correct. Right. That's correct.
My question is, Jay Boyd sort of facilitated this. How much pressure did he apply on you to be part of the FFF, and is it an issue for human resources?
My nephew, so they can get tickets.
Good for you.
And that's great. Doug, this show tonight really is about the children.
Now, I noticed, it's always been about my own knowledge, I noticed you've got a kind of a mid-ear piece.
I do.
Doug, what's a mid-ear piece?
Mid-ear, I don't know. Might be a hearing aid. Be careful.
And a high ear pierce.
Yeah, okay. It
is. So is the only piercings you have on your ears,
nice,
or do you have your belly button pierced?
Or anything else?
I have my belly button pierced.
And you stopped? You balked?
I quit.
Anything else doing?
Everything else, too.
How many tats you got?
How many cats? No.
Tats.
Tats, not cats.
I could give a rat's ass about the cats. You got no tats?
I have four.
Four?
And where are these tattoos, Doug was asking?
Because I can't see them.
I have one on my hand, my shoulder, and my stomach, and then on my side.
Oh.
What's on your side? Is it like a saying? I noticed that seems to be popular. Like 4 score and 7 years ago or something's on people's...
a Grateful Dead lyric.
Oh, you're a Deadhead.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as you can be. Jerry Garcia, rest in peace. What was that, July 5th, 95?
I don't know the dates, Tim. What does the lyric say?
It says, I love you more than words can tell. It's from Broke Down Palace.
Doug, how about Broke Down Palace? And that also was a film starring the delightful Claire Danes, was it not? Nurse?
You asking me?
Yeah.
Hell, I don't know.
Okay. Just going back to the piercing, and don't mind Larry... Right next
on
to you.
Cue. Here's
have you
Larry.
Met Larry? Have you met Larry?
I have not.
You've probably
met Larry.
Seen him at WWE events. But on the piercing thing, it's just ears and that's it.
That's it.
That's it. 100%. That's it.
That's all she wrote.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to fold. I'm going to fold, Jay. I believe. I think she's
think
got it.
Low? Well, then I'll ask you. Rate yourself 1 to 10 as a kisser.
As a kisser?
Well, that's a new question.
Yeah, brand new one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and be modest and say a 6.
A six is the right answer, actually.
You think so? Yeah, 6. Yeah. She sixed it. All right. Would you feel comfortable just putting your foot up there?
My foot. Do
your
I need
foot.
My shoe on, off?
Well,
what are your preferences?
There's a whole process. Don't worry about it.
Jay is a master. Just trust him.
Let's put it up with shoe on. Be careful.
That's interesting. Are you going to undress her?
Yeah, I am.
I would hope not.
Yeah. I'm gonna take off the shoe.
Where did Tim, I have a feeling Jay is really gonna like this one.
I do too. I can already see it happening.
I usually don't get to take.
Do you like this process?
Special I kind of do like it.
There's Buck Swope right over your shoulder.
I'm gonna pull up my pants.
It's a plowhawk getting pictures. Jay just said, "Let me pull my pants up."
We're gonna pull off the. Wow!
Cinderella story.
Yeah, let's look at her Cinderella story.
You like that, Carl Spackler?
How do you feel about your feet? God, they're soft.
I know. They're great. I love my feet.
I mean, they're really soft.
They're the only ones I'll get, so I take care of them.
No, but I mean, her foot is...
Keep your hands on the feet.
Is really soft, Doug.
Yeah, you're looking at that like
Jay, I have a question.
Look at Blasey talking to the kids that I don't watch.
Jay, are the vitals starting to race a little bit now?
No, she... I
think they are, sir.
You're right.
How does this feel to you, Courtney? Is it Courtney? Am I right? I don't want to.
It is.
All right. Thank you. So, how does this feel? Is this odd? Is this good? Is this especially uncomfortable? What's your emotions right now? What are you physically experiencing? Because Doug and I are both have our hands on our inner thighs.
I'm pretty cool with it, especially if it puts a little extra pressure there.
Jay, it sounds like you know what you're doing around the pasture.
She has. for a gal that had no clue that she was going to compete or be a part of. That's that little rub right there. That's a signature move.
Okay, easy. Yeah, easy.
They're racing.
She is top notch.
Wow.
And I want to put. I want to do it myself.
Okay. What a gentleman. Yeah. That's the etiquette of Foot Fetish Friday that people don't appreciate.
Do you find Jay to be reassuring and a calming influence?
I was nice, wasn't I?
Yes, he was. He was very gentle.
Yeah.
A gentle touch.
He's got a good style.
He does.
Courtney, are you in a relationship of any kind?
I am.
You are. A boyfriend, fiance, Mary, what's going on?
Boyfriend.
How, you guys have been together for about a year and a half?
Maybe. Close to a
yeah,
year.
About a year and a half. That's what I thought. And so, have you ever been with a woman?
I haven't.
Let me give it a look.
God, I.
Okay.
How did you feel that he just kissed your foot? You liked it. You liked it.
It was a gentle kiss. I didn't lick.
So you have not been with a woman?
No.
God, I believe you again. I really do.
Ever think about it? Ever even just like late in the afternoon?
Yeah, like if a Shannon Tweed movie comes on.
Yeah, no. Just not. Yeah.
It just doesn't do it.
And I understand that. I mean, I don't. You know,
but it seems like it's all the rage for the young lasses these days.
It's the hip thing to do, yes.
What about getting approached? What about getting hit on here at work? Oh, it's been a long day. How about we experience sapphic pleasure together? Does that ever come up? Ziggy brings you a pineapple?
Well done, Ziggy.
Nobody's ever brought me a pineapple, that's for sure.
Jay, this lass seems like she has it all together.
No, she's really neat.
And you're a big fan of what she was bringing to the table?
No, she is an attractive thing. Yep.
Now, right there, it seems like you almost dehumanized her.
No, I didn't dehumanize her. She knows she's a bartender. She has got to deal with it. Give me the fist bump, baby.
You going to be at Normandy for the Duel in the Sun Part 2?
No. 1:30 tomorrow, first tee.
Probably not.
No. Yeah, it sounds like she'll be there. That'll be fun to have you there, Courtney.
Never lie. Don't lie to the listener.
Courtney, thank you for participating. You got Jason Aldean tickets for this. How about that?
Give it up
Courtney's
for Courtney.
A great sport.
Thank you, dear.
Unbelievable.
Feel good about your feet. You take the pineapple, too.
That's nice. That's
no, that was.
And you put that in your grocery cart at the Schnucks.
And that lets them know. Uh-huh.
She was kind of impervious to your guys' nonsense.
Yeah.
You know, because she's a bartender, she's seen the game.
Yeah, that's probably it. It's like a beverage cart girl.
Yep.
You know, they get it all the time. Right. They're kind of like, yeah, fine, whatever you want to throw at me, I don't give
her.
A damn.
I liked her. She seemed like she had a nice disposition. She had a soft-ass foot. I mean,
hey, what is that?
Soft.
Softy?
Easy.
Jay, was that one of the better feet that you've had an encounter with?
For some, because as we've seen over the years, other than Kit and Natavidad, some of the gals prepare, and they get petties, and they get it all sliced and diced.
Really?
This gal, how you doing?
Hold on. It's Plowhawk. Where's the microphone?
What just happened?
Go ahead, ma'am. Welcome to the program.
Ah, nice to see you guys.
Nice to see you. What's going on?
I was going to try and get some Jason Aldean tickets tonight.
Wow.
You see that, Plowsy? And she was back there, but you were too scared to ask anyone.
Jay, your thoughts? You just lit up a dart.
It's your show.
Seamaster,
it may not be your station, but it's your show.
That's right. That's exactly right. Seamaster, what's the ticket situation?
Well, I thought that was a wrap, so I already just handed him
out. No, I understand that. Would you like?
So what can we do about that?
Jay, we have Cardinal tickets. Are you a Cardinal fan?
I'm a Cardinal fan, but I wanted to see Jason Aldean as well.
No, I understand. Unfortunately, those were our last two tickets. I'm sorry. We dismissed it. Would you like to participate for Cardinal tickets?
Absolutely.
Wow. Jay, what a treat for you.
You want a pineapple?
Yeah, she gets the second pineapple.
What do you want me to do with it?
I don't know. Iggy's got pineapple.
We're going to have to get a little backstory here.
Welcome to the program. Your name is?
What's your name, dear?
Melanie.
Melanie, are you familiar with this show, or are you just in the neighborhood?
House.
I am familiar with this show through my husband.
I see.
Is that him behind you?
There he is, right behind. There.
What's
right
his name?
His name is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. Let's hear it for Kevin.
How about Kevin?
How long have you and Kevin been married?
7 years in June.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Plowboy, do you have your mic on? Would you describe this as a cuck situation? I mean, I know you're...
No, I don't think this is a cuck.
That's an upset because he considers everything to be a cuck situation.
Everything's a cuck.
No, they're straight up. I met them before the program. They're good people.
Oh, did you?
Jennings, go ahead.
Well, I want to say, first of all, with your accent...
Yes, sir.
Are you from the South?
Yes, sir, I am.
What part?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Very nice. The Rendezvous, all that good stuff.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask you a question. I feel very comfortable that you were going to get this question right.
Okay.
What year did President Kennedy get assassinated?
Oh,
What year did John F. Kennedy get assassinated in Dallas?
And we'll give you a window of 15 years either way. We just want to try
15?
I just want to try and help
out. That'd be a 30-year gap.
What year would President Kennedy? All right, how about this one? What year did man land on the moon? What year did man land on the moon?
60?
1969. She said 60.
So you give her the point because of the 15-year window.
I guess we'll do that.
And the cute accent.
What year Larry, are we in like, now?
Real quickly, Larry wants to say
Larry
something. I
like
want to make sure.
Grab her mic for a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
D, have you met her yet?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Now we got two mics.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to do an old school J. Randolph Jr. question.
You go right ahead.
When did Pearl Harbor happen?
Wow, great
Pearl Harbor.
Great ad lib.
December 7th of 41.
Bingo.
Nailed it.
Jennings, has anybody ever got it right?
not most of our participants have gotten that right.
Larry, how's that make you feel? You're giving out hand pounds and hugs all around.
My man, Larry. Hey, stay with the Facebook Lives, will you? Don't worry about the Periscope. Cheers.
You guys
more
having
beers.
A little shot together.
What
good
is that you're drinking?
I need more beers. Hey, more cheers.
Wonderful. Okay. There he goes.
Return
you
the
seem
money.
Like you're a very happy lady.
I am.
You are.
I am.
Southern girls always got a great disposition, though. I've always felt that way.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No question
that.
About it. How do you personally feel about your feet?
Great question.
I think they're pretty.
And I want to ask you one other signature question. I'm going to have a little sip of this.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Have a little taste of your nectar there, bro.
When was the last time you were passionately kissed? And when I mean passionately kissed, your knees buckled.
Probably earlier tonight.
Wow. You guys are coming off a session?
Wow.
I'm going to warm up before
how about
the program.
That? I'll tell you what, though. A lot of people get turned on coming to these events.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure they do. Yeah.
No,
how could you not be?
How could I not?
Thank you.
Yeah,
there you go.
I notice you do have a nose ring, though. I wouldn't have made a nose ring play for you. How long have you had that?
Long time.
What made you say nose ring? You just said wanted something a little different?
A little different, yeah.
Where else are you pierced? It seems like ears, tongue.
Uh-oh.
Interesting.
Yep.
Interesting, Jay.
Right there.
And I know how to use it.
Oh,
interesting,
Doug. How to use it.
Wow. Opens up all sorts of avenues
that's
for
right.
it, doesn't
Pandora's
it, Jay?
Box.
And Tim.
Anywhere else, any piercings?
Any other piercings?
No, I took that one out.
Wow.
It just went wow.
He doesn't know what to do. Would you like to put your foot up on the table?
I'll even
move a little forward. Here.
Doug's enjoying a chicken sandwich.
How many tats do you have?
None.
I thought you
removed?
Had a tat right there.
Doug,
you got
the
a
foot?
Tat right there. Tat, not
I
cat.
I thought you said cat.
How many tats?
Why can't we have a sound
five.
Reverb on the cat thing again?
Five.
Where are your tattoos, Melanie?
Shoulder. The left shoulder is one, and then a rework. Over it.
Okay.
And then both calves.
Both calves. That's three tattoos. Are there two others somewhere?
No. One on each calf.
Okay.
Three total on my
shoulders. All right. I got it. Mm-hmm. Doug, that equals five. That's X fun. Equals five.
Now,
yeah.
She has a larger foot. I mean, you'll go with
talker.
That.
Yeah.
But it's proportioned down the line. Your
yes.
toes are. You
yeah.
notice that.
Interesting. Is that important to you, Jay?
Well, I think it's important to the community. I mean, you know, when you look on WikiFeet, they do say that. So you feel comfortable with your toes.
Yes, sir.
They're very nice. There's no question about it.
Thank you.
And, they're very nice, Kat. Kat, her feet are nice.
They seem nice, Jay.
They seem very nice.
Very nice.
She's a winner. She wins.
Doug, this is getting very hot.
Thank you, dear.
Though, yeah.
I love the accent.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes.
Melanie, congratulations. You have just won two Cardinal tickets for
participating. Give it up for Melanie.
And Foot Fetish Friday.
Good job, ma'am.
Nicely done, girl.
It's just the thing is, the show is so erotic.
It really is. Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe people aren't sliding in their chairs.
Yeah, I mean, it really is hot. Plowboy's working the room like he might be running... Prophets, what's going on, Plowboy?
Oh, we got four finger guy over here. I'm taking selfies.
Four finger guy. There he is. Doug, look, he only has four fingers.
Four fingered Mordecai Brown.
There he is.
Right there.
Oh, nice work.
Just
good job.
Just talking about marijuana. And
thank you, guys.
Out.
How did the conversation go?
It was good.
Good
was
talk. Good talk, son.
As you know, the listeners are fantastic Americans.
They're the best. The best.
Best listeners in the business, they say.
Does that mean he's as high as you are right
no,
now?
No, 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 no. I'm not outing them. I'm just talking about my experiences.
Okay.
And they have been positive.
Very much so, yeah.
What did you think of the Foot Fetish Friday segment? Very hot?
I thought it was great.
I mean, for one that we didn't have anything planned for, it was pretty damn good.
And I like the eager beavers. I like the one that wanted to do it. Instead of being forced into it by their husbands or significant others, she was more than happy to come up and show her feet. I love that.
I thought, Tim, you left a lot of questions unasked. I'm the last participant.
Well, I could see that Jay was handling the situation.
I think when I saw the tongue flash, I thought we were going to go in depth.
She said she was very good at using that.
Yep, yep.
You don't see those too often, but usually if you do, you know what that equals? Good sport.
Yeah, good. That's a great response. Good sport.
What a 7 o'clock hour it's been. We've actually gone like an hour and 8 minutes per my Sea Monster clock that I have in my phone. So we will take a commercial break, come to a conclusion here with the Design Air, heating and cooling 7 o'clock hour Design Air. What a great, great sponsor. 75 HVAC technicians, so they always provide fast, friendly service. If you want to support the sponsor, support Design Air, heating and cooling online at designairservice.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop train. All kinds of fun and games coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. It's next here on TMA Live from Hot Shots in Bridgeton.
Yeah.